everybody. Welcome to the OK Got It podcast. Each week, we take a question about messaging and answer it using technical insight and experience. I am today's host, Chris Vaccaro, the Director of Marketing for the U.S. at Retaris North America. And my guest today is the messaging evangelist who recently celebrated their 27th year at Retaris, Mr. Marcus Yonker. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And you're going to be our expert that's going to help answer the question that we have sourced today. So to start off, let me throw that question to you. Let's waste no time whatsoever. What does a solution need to have in order to have a high delivery rate? So what features, what kind of quirks, or what does something need to really address in order to impact that KPI in a messaging solution?
So let's focus on facts for this question. I understand, of course, facts is used in various industries and it's always pretty much always critical messaging. So I understand the value that facts has and the message that they get delivered. And therefore, you have to handle the case where that facts could not be delivered. That's from the start. Of course, there are a lot of factors that that are very deciding the quality of the data, so the number that you're sending it to, as well as the recipient's capability. Now, in today's world, one thing to start off with is you need to understand faxing in an IP world. In the United States and Western Europe, fax or telephony has all switched to IP. Fax is a technology that was built at a time when you had analog copper lines. There are compromises to send those type of signals over an IP technology. It is possible, but it does pose challenges. And there are, for example, differences in the preferred modulations in the United States or, for example, Western Europe. And you need your solution or your vendor needs to be an expert in those capabilities or those technologies. Beyond that, of course, important factors are retry intervals, retry settings, sort of very granular capabilities to optimize them for your use case. And of course, something that I think is often neglected is it isn't just the retries. There is a time, depending on your specific use case, when somebody should give up trying to send the fax and then pass that information on. So there should be, beyond the retry interval, also an expiry timestamp. The other thing is, of course, within that solution, there should be intelligence to take the data, the statuses we're getting back, make the right decision in terms of an additional attempt, potentially automatically choosing a different route. And of course, a solution that has potentially multiple different carriers, multiple different hardware stacks to find the combination that maybe can, you know, get the fax delivered to the specific destination that you wanted to send the fax to. Finally, in the case that the fax can't be delivered, it isn't good enough just to have, you know, basically delivered, busy, and failed. You need detailed information in the failure case to understand what should be the next step. So the fax solution should have quite granular, detailed information on the reason the fax failed or couldn't be delivered, I should say, and then maybe provide recommendation on the next steps to take.
Yeah, and that reporting on the deliverability is very important, like you mentioned, like telling you exactly what the error was or confirming that everything went through. This is crucial for compliance and a whole bunch of other reasons. And this is the reason why, you know, people still use fax and why it's very important and especially good in like prior authorizations for healthcare and a whole bunch of other reasons. So delivery means a whole lot more than just that. It's not like just sending a text message. It's like, oh, my friend didn't say it. I'll give him a call. It'll be all right.
Every time you send a fax, especially when you're talking about digital solutions, you need a status for that fax that was sent when that fax has been completed for whatever reason or no further retries are made. They should be provided in a detailed form within that integration. On top of that, you should have detailed reporting so that you can identify, trends and problem situations across multiple attempts, potentially even with an API such as a graph API, that allow you to integrate that type of monitoring into your own systems. And finally, of course, you need a reporting so that you can over a necessary period of time, be it weeks, days, months, also measure your solution and make sure if you can identify potential problems or trends in your communication and the capability of the solutions. Okay.
Is there any situation that comes to mind that maybe you've experienced while working on technology like this? Like, is there, without naming any customers, is there anything that you can think of that really stands out where this was really just seen in full force?
Well, I think you already mentioned in the United States in the healthcare industries, there's a number of underlying processes that need prompt delivery and prompt, because that delivery also influences how quick, for example, in the case of a prior authorization, the response comes back approving or, and unfortunately, maybe in some cases, disapproving that treatment that the patient's waiting on, and time counts. There are a lot of cases where clinics, healthcare providers are sending out a lot of these faxes at any point in time. They need to be delivered quickly. And every, half percentage of more delivery rate means a lot less resources necessary to sort of address the failed cases, and therefore more resources taking care of patients. So I think, and that applies in a different context, of course, to insurance companies, financial industries, etc.
And one last question for you. I know we're talking about delivery rates, and in some cases we're talking single percentage improvement and just what that really means. Most people will look at it and go, it's just 1%. Like what is that really impact? But if you could you talk a little bit about what the difference could be from a business perspective, like what 1% deliverability could represent? Like if you're sending out a million faxes a month, what does that 1% really represent value-wise?
Well, of course, it kind of depends on the volume of faxes you're sending, of course, but yeah. We have customers with a high percentage of volume, and we're talking multiple people that at the moment with the delivery rates that they have, be prospects before they come to a good vendor, they have huge teams, 10, 20 people that they're full time just working on handling the cases where the fax wasn't delivered, and every percentage point that we would improve, or you can improve that delivery rate, you can reduce that team and save the cost there and potentially invest manpower on more important, more useful work.
Exactly. It's not about replacing people, but repurposing their time. And you always want to look at it from the perspective of business hours. Like where do you put those, and how do you improve other processes that might need them?
It makes everybody happier. It makes in the case of the healthcare industry, it makes the doctors happier because they know that the messages are getting out. It makes them calmer. Then the other employees within the company can do more important things, more rewarding, more motivating things than just running after faxes that haven't been delivered. So,
okay, got it. So thank you everybody for joining. Please be sure to like, subscribe, comment, and all that good jazz that any content creators always tell you to do. But thank you for watching. If you have any questions or there's a topic that you would like us to cover on a future episode, feel free to reach out to us through our website, retaurus.com. Until next time, take it easy and have a good one, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.